Well, why couldn't they do it now? If they want to vote for it now, let them vote for it now. Why do you need to revert back to some independent sovereign state? It's all being, the thing about this is, you know, you can say that it's for this or that, don't worry about it. But folks, a whole bunch of lies went into the resolution to make this. Everybody said, well, Wes, you know, Hawaii was a kingdom, and when we just went in there and took over that state, why, we destroyed a sovereign country. We did not. We did not, and Hank Brown and Slade Gordon write all about this in their piece today. The apology resolution distorted historical truths. It falsely claimed that the U.S. participated in the wrongful overthrow of the Queen there in 1893. The U.S. remained strictly neutral. It provided neither arms nor economic assistance nor diplomatic support to a band of Hawaii insurgents. Gosh. We're talking about insurgents in Hawaii, and we supported the insurgents according to the Akaka Bill. We didn't. So what's happening here is that a case was made fallaciously on the Senate floor that the U.S. was an absolute SOB to the poor people of Hawaii. And that's what's wrong with this. It's yet another piece of legislation that seeks an apology from the U.S. for things that we didn't do.